Chofres Tavis, Tuesday the 31st of December, Rabbi David Zulzbacher, Seuda Shlishis.
Thank you very much. I believe the shurim this week are L'Ilu Nishmas of Yosef Freilich, who I had a particularly close shaychus with, and the shir should be Taka L'Ilu Nishmasai. I want to speak today about the mitzvah of Sholish Seudas. In fact, Dudi asked me, should he call it Sholish Seudas or Seuda Shlishis? To Mitzvah Hashem, later we'll try to explain why grammatically it definitely should be called Seuda Shlishis, and yet the Welt calls it Sholish Seudas. The Rambam, when he discusses the mitzvahs of Oynag Shabbos, how to have Oynag Shabbos, so he includes in there the mitzvah to have three Seudas of Shabbos. Three meals on Shabbos, that's part of Oynag Shabbos. I'd like to start from the angle on Yom Tov. If on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of having three Seudas. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Yom Tov, he writes that on Yom Tov, and he quotes word for word the words of the Rambam, that on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Kovod and Oynag, just like on Shabbos. Mashma, that if just as on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Oynag Shabbos, which includes having Sholish Seudas, the same thing on Yom Tov. And in fact, the Torah, in the name of the Rambam, Taka says that on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Sholish Seudas, just as there is on Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Oynag Shabbos, which includes having three Seudas. Hu adin on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of Oynag Yom Tov, therefore you must also have three Seudas on Yom Tov. However, the Shulchan Aruch in the very same Seif continues, and he writes, he finishes off that halacha, that loy noagu lasis gimel Seudas. That's not the minhag, we don't have the minhag on Yom Tov to have Sholish Seudas. And the Emes, the Torah brings the name of his father, the Rosh, that Adoni Ovi Ho Rosh, the Rosh did not have Sholish Seudas on Yom Tov. So the Shaila is that if Shulchan Aruch starts off and says there is a mitzvah of Oynag Yom Tov, just like there is on Oynag Shabbos, and on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to have three Seudas because of Oynag, and that's Taka how the Rambam learns. So if the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that there's a mitzvah also of Oynag Yom Tov, why does he not hold there's a mitzvah to have Sholish Seudas? In the Rosh himself, where the Rosh says there's no mitzvah to have Sholish Seudas, one could suggest there's an opinion of the Tzlach in Be'er. The Tzlach holds that on Shabbos there's a mitzvah of Oynag, but on Yom Tov there's no mitzvah of Oynag, there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And therefore, Oynag, three Seudas on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov there's no mitzvah of Oynag. So you could say that in Shittas HaRosh. But the Shulchan Aruch, as we've explained, the Shulchan Aruch starts off by saying exactly the same thing as the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah of Oynag Yom Tov. So why is there no mitzvah of Sholish Seudas? So you have to say that although there's a mitzvah of Oynag Yom Tov like an Oynag Shabbos, but the mitzvah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, of Sholish Seudas on Shabbos is nothing to do with Oynag. Because if it would be to do with Oynag, like the Rambam says, then it would have to apply in Yom Tov as well. So we have to find another mahalach to understand what is the whole mitzvah of Sholish Seudas, and that will explain to us why on Yom Tov we don't have this mitzvah, at least according to the Rosh and Shulchan Aruch. In our winter months, especially these few weeks, when Shabbos is very short, some people like to daven early. There's not much time left of the day. So if you daven early, so there's a shaila, can you have your Sholish Seudas in the morning? You daven early, daven 7:30 minyan. You come home, have Seudas base, your second Seudah. Last night was the first Seudah. Bench, and immediately start the third Seuda still within the morning time. Now, I'm not talking about a different Shaila if you're allowed to have Sholish Seudas before, that means Seuda Shlishis, before Tfilas Mincha. That's a different Shaila about Tfilas Mincha. We're not talking about that, we're talking about Zman Mincha. Can you have your third Suda in the morning before Zman Mincha, which is very, very negeh in these months of the year. This Shaila is very negeh halacha l'maisa when Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. Because as we're going to learn later, b'pashtus, one should try and have lechem mishnah at all three Suddas on Shabbos, even at Suddas Shlishis. And on Erev Pesach, you obviously can't have matzah in the afternoon, you can't have chometz in the afternoon. So therefore, that's what hamloch l'maisa, which most people try and do, is they have Shalosh Suddas before Chatzos. It's not so posh that you're allowed to, but we're asking, generally speaking, what would be the halacha? So to answer this, we need to see a Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says like this: if Chas V'Shalom there's a fire in Shabbos in a Chotzer, how much food would a person be allowed to save from his house? The Mishnah. So the Mishnah says Matzilin Mozoin Gimel Suddas. You're allowed to save the food for three Suddas. And the Mishnah continues: Ketzad. If the fire broke out on Friday night, says Rashi, before you've had your Suda, Matzilin Mozin Gimel Sudas, then you're allowed to save three Sudas, the Friday night Suda and the 2 day Sudas. B'shachris, if the fire broke out in the morning, Matzilin Mozin Beis Sudas. B'mincha, Mozin Suda Achas. So the Mishnah finishes off, if the fire broke out b'mincha, that means in the afternoon, then you're only allowed to save food for your last meal on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, that mikan mashma, from here it appears, and the Rosh goes one stage further, mikan muchak, from here it's absolutely clear, zman achila shlishis b'Shabbos, the time of having your third Suda on Shabbos, it's from the afternoon and onwards. You cannot have your third Suda before Zman HaMincha. It's very clear from the timing which the Mishnah gives of Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha that the time of the third Suda is in the afternoon. And therefore, says the Mishnah, if the fire broke out, Zman Mincha can save one meal, says Tosfos and the Rosh. From here, it's absolutely clear from the Mishnah that you cannot eat your Suda Shlishis in the morning. Continues Tosfos and the Rosh. Deloy, not like some people. Deloy ka'oisob shemachalkim Suudas Shachris. Not like some people divide their morning meal umavorchim benasayim and make a brocha in between. So Tosfos and the Rosh both quote an opinion that people do split the morning meal. Says Tosfos and the Rosh, you see clearly from this Mishnah, that's the wrong thing to do. Because the Mishnah clearly says that the third meal must be b'mincha.
It doesn't mean you have to, it means in case you haven't eaten by then, and the fire breaks out, then you can...
So Tosfos and the Rosh don't say that. No, the zmanim of this Mishnah is telling you, at the side halacha, when is the time for those suddas. So, that's how they ask. Now, it's well known that if Tosfos says, Deloy Kosov, unlike those people, Tosfos is not quoting Rishoyim who are not doing the halacha properly. Tosfos is obviously quoting a shit in the Rishoyim. And that's your dua when Tosfos says something like that. The Bahag. Shittas HaBahag, and this is quoted in the Ram and the other Rishonim, the Bahag writes, this is the Ram in the name of the Bahag, V'kosav HaRav Bal HaLochezal, She'ein Chiyuv Suudas HaLolu, the timing of those three Suudas is not lias Kedarkon B'Shachris or B'Mincha, like Graham's saying. It doesn't have to be Dafka B'Shachris or B'Mincha. El afilu mafsik, even if you want to split, be'emtza se'uda be'bechus amozin, even if you want to divide your morning meal, you're allowed to, as long as you bench in between, make two clear se'udas. So clearly what Tosfos and the Rosh are saying, they are rejecting this opinion of the Bahag, but it's the opinion of the Bahag that you are allowed to split the morning meal. The Loshon HaMishnah, where the Mishnah seems to give three specific times, finishes the Ran, and it says, those manim alav dafka, Elo urcha de milsa nokat. The Mishnah is mentioning the times urcha de milsa. People usually have a meal at night, in the morning, and in the afternoon. But eno chanama, if you want to eat both meals in the morning, you're allowed to. The Mishnah is just saying urcha de milsa. So Baruch Hashem Graham, you're mechaven to the Bahag. The shaila is, this is a very major machlekes. Lemaisa, we mentioned earlier that on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, many people do split the morning meal, and we are soimach, although we don't paskin usually that way, we usually paskin to have your third suda in the afternoon. So on an ordinary Shabbos nowadays, in the winter months, you pashtus would not be allowed to split the meal into two because we don't paskin that way. Nevertheless, on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos, we are soimach on Shittas HaBahar. Other people still have a suda in the afternoon just without washing, which is another machlekes which we'll come to. But what is this fundamental machlekes between the Bahag, who says you can have your third suda in the morning, and the Rosh, Tosfos Shulchan Aruch, that says, no, you've got to have it dafka after Zman Mincha. So perhaps we can ask the following shaila. When Chazal instituted to have three sudas, Rav Rishonim learned it's a mitzvah rabbanon of three sudas, did they say that there are three takonas? There's a takona to have a suda at night, a suda in the morning, and a suda in the afternoon. Or did they say no? You're chayav to have three sudas on Shabbos. When the Mitzvah Hashem explained those two tzedakim, is it three separate takonas? Or is it a takona to have three sudas? And the timing of those three sudas are not integral to the actual takona. You've got to have three sudas. Obviously, it doesn't mean that on Friday night you have three sudas. But the point is that the main thing is three sudas. When you have it, that's only secondary, it's not the main part of it. Let's have a look at the Loshon HaRambam. It's always important to look at the Loshon, how the Rambam brings this halacha. So the Rambam, when he discusses the halacha of Sholosh Sudas, and we said he mentions this within the halachas of Oinig Shabbos, says the Rambam, Chayev Odom Lechol Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos. You chayev have three Sudas B'Shabbos. Now look at the next few words. Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, for Achas B'Mincha. Very interesting how he doesn't just say you chayev have three Sudas. Achas Shachris, Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, for Achas B'Mincha. Why is it he has to home in that one then, and one then? Says the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam's coming to tell us, La'afuke the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag says you can have your Siddur Shlishis in the morning. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, Achas Arvis, Achas Shachris, V'Achas Mincha, specifically at Mincha. The way how we've been explaining, it fits in very well, the Loshon HaRambam. There are three separate takonas. There's a takona to have it at night, takona in the morning, and takona in the afternoon. Three separate takonas. In fact, if we explain that, we understand very clearly why you can't have your third suda in the morning. The Loshon of the Levush, when he discusses this, he says, you can't have your afternoon suda in the morning. Why? Because it's still the Zman of Shachris. We're in the Takona of Suda Shachris. You can't suddenly have your afternoon meal pshat because the Takona of having your third Suda only kicks in after Zman Mincha. It's three separate Takonas. No Shachris one to the other. So therefore, we can suggest that the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Bahag, the Rambam, as we've been explaining, holds there's three separate Takonas. Mash'eg in the Bahag holds no. There's a takona to have three sudas. Now, the zmanim of those sudas is not integral part of the takona. If you want to have your third suda in the morning, why not? As long as you have three sudas. That's how we can explain it without going yet into the svara behind it. But in the longest, whether it's three takonas or one takona, that's how we can explain the machlekes, the Rambam, And the other Rishonim will hold that you can't have your Suddas Shlishis in the morning. Mashenkin the Baha calls you can. Is it three takonas or one takona?
Three takonas, I can have three at night.
What sorry? So we explained. That Vada,
the Kona doesn't have to be at exactly this time.
No, so we explain it.
Shacharis and the Hashtas in the night.
So we're going to explain why.
We'll
explain the Amir Tashem, how those two can fit in. Okay. So to try to understand the Svara behind this Machlekas. The Oezerua, the Rishon, he quotes this Shitta of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Sholosh Shuddas and Shabbos is Medine Oynig. So how to have Oynig Shabbos, and therefore you have to have three Suddas. So he says an important halacha. If the whole reason for Sholosh Suddas is because you want to enjoy Shabbos, what happens if you're not hungry? Especially in these winter months. You've had a good Shabbos lunch, you're not hungry in the afternoon, says the Oezerua. If the whole reason for Sholosh Suddas is because of Oynig, if you're not hungry, you're taka, not mechuyev to have Sholosh Suddas. Nidi hu tama, the whole reason, elam mishum Oynig, is because of Oynig. The kivet shusevea, if you're satisfied, ain't it Oynig. If you eat then, that's not called Oynig. And then he asks, on Shittas HaBahag, who says you're allowed to have the Suddas Shlishis in the morning. He says, I don't understand. What are you going to gain by splitting your morning meal into two? If you're going to be hungry in the afternoon, here comes a chiddush l'ezrua, if you're going to be hungry in the afternoon, you've got a mitzvah oynig Shabbos, you're going to have to eat again anyway. The chiddush l'ezrua, if you're hungry on Shabbos, you're mechuyev to eat because of oynig Shabbos. So what do you gain by forcing yourself to have an extra meal in the morning? If you're hungry in the afternoon, you're mechuyev to have it anyway.
You don't have to have a meal. You don't have to punish.
If the chiv of oynig Shabbos, the chiv of oynig Shabbos, we're not going to be mechuyev to wash up. That's the strength of Yisrua. Okay? And if you're not hungry, if you're not going to split the morning meal, you're not chayv to eat. And then he adds more. He says, and what does the Bahag say? You wash, you have your first meal, you bench, and then you carry on having your second meal. He says, is that not the biggest tircha you can do? That's a big tircha. So that's not oynig. Oynig is to have a meal, finish your meal, and go and relax. He says, to split the meal into two by benching and washing again, that's a tircha. That's not called oynig. That's even more called tsar. It's quite clear the way how the Oezerua understands the Rambam, as he says so in Mefurash, that the Yesod of Sholosh Suddas is because of Oynig, and therefore, if it's because of Oynig, it's quite clear it's three separate takonas. Your Oynig Shabbos tells you that on Friday night you have a nice meal, Shabbos morning you have a nice meal, and in the afternoon you have a nice meal. Those are the times when a person wants to have a meal. That's because of Oynig Shabbos. That's why it's three separate suddas. Obviously, the Bahag who says you can split your morning meal into two, and he's obviously not bothered by those kashas of the Oezerua, it's quite clear that the Bahag learns that the chi of Sholosh Suddas is not because of Oynig. So what's Taka's reason? In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph, he brings the machlekas, if you mechuyev to have bread at your third Suda. And he brings two opinions. The Mishnah Brura explains the opinion who holds that you're mechuyev to have bread, he holds that the whole reason for Sholosh Suddas is based on a pasuk in next week's Sedra in B'Shalach. When the mon came, it says three times the word Hayoim. Hayoim, Leisim Tzubasada, Ichlu Hayoim. Three times, Yishabas Hayoim, says three times it says the word Hayoim. In connection with the mon is bread. Therefore, since Sholosh Suddas is learned from the mon, you've got to have bread at your three suddas. Mash Eikei says to Mishnah Berurah, the second opinion, who holds you don't have to have bread, because it says the main thing is to have a good te'ovin, good appetite, and we're not mechayev you dafka to have bread. If you enjoy fruit or fish, that's good enough. We could be explaining as follows. The second opinion holds you don't have to have bread, holds, because it's taka als oynig. Als oynig, if you don't feel you want to have bread, you're not mechuyev to have bread. Mash Enkin, the first opinion holds a new idea why we're mechuyev to have Sholosh Suddas. Nothing to do with oinek. It's to do with remembering the ness of the mom. The mom was with bread, and therefore we mechuyev to have bread at all three suddas. So we have a new pshat in the midst of Shalosh Suddas. It's actually not to do with oinek. It's to do with zeichel lemon. Therefore we could suggest the Rosh and other Rishonim who hold that you can't have your third suda in the morning. They hold that the Ikar Takonov Shalosh Suddas, as we've been explaining, is because of oinek. You can't force an oinek to have two suddas in the morning, like the Oiz Ruah says. Mash Enkin, the Bahag learns that the Takona of Shalosh Suddas is Zeichel Lamon. If it's Zeichel Lamon, as long as you have three suddas, that's fine. And in Ochanama, it's not important when you have the suda. You've got to have three suddas, because that's the Zeichel Lamon, where by Mon it says three times the word Hayoy. Lefizeh, we're still left with our original kasha. Because Shulchan Aruch, he's paskas like all the Rishonim apart from the Bahag, that you've got to have your third suda dafka in the afternoon. Which is mashmet midin oinig. If it's midin oinig, why aren't we mechuyev to have shalosh sudas on Yom Tov where there's a mitzvah oinig? Now we come to a fascinating shaila the other way around. We've been speaking till now whether you could have your third suda in the morning. If we hold you're supposed to have three separate sudas, then you can't have it in the morning. What about your Leil Shabbos suda? If for whatever reason you missed out your Leil Shabbos, whatever, you are out on a Hatzalah, call it Chveis, you didn't have your Leil Shabbos suda, can you now have three sudas during the day? If you hold, like we say, according to Rav Rishonim, it's a mitzvah's oinig, nothing to do with Zeichel Amon, mitzvah's oinig, and therefore each suda has to be in its correct time. If you missed out your suda's laila, you're fafalin, you missed it out. Yet the Rosh and Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch say, they bring the halacha, read out the lashon of the Rama, Umi shelo ochal beleil Shabbos, if for whatever reason you didn't eat on Friday night, Yoichal Shalosh Suddas B'Yom Shabbos. You're able to eat the three Suddas on Shabbos. It's a raya from a sugya in Arvei Psochim. L'choy, that's very difficult to understand. If we've been explaining it's three separate takonas, and it's because of oinig, what's the purpose of having the Friday night meal during the day? You've missed it. You've missed that Zman. Like the Levush said, the Zman Shachris. You've missed Zman Shachris. You can't have it at a different time. And yet we see you can have the Friday night meal during the day. The Levush answers this question with a Meridike Chiddush. He says, the Mekor of having three Suddas, as we've mentioned, is from the Mon, where it says three times the words Hayoyim. He says, those three times words away is when the Yidden woke up on Shabbos morning, the Pasuk says three times Hayoyim. In other words, as Levush, Me'ika Hadin, we should have three Suddas during the day. That's really when we should have it. It's just that Chazal said it makes more sense to move one of those Suddas back to Friday night. On Friday night, people want to have a meal. So we make, but Me'ika Hadin, it should be three during the day. Therefore, if you miss the Friday night meal, then Enochanam, you can make up for it during the day. And that's an exception. Shalosh Suddas you have got to have in the afternoon. But the Friday night meal, if you missed it, you can have it during the day. Now, we're going to come to the third shayla. Oh, what's going to be, and it's also very negeir. It's very negeir in the winter months. Can you have your morning Suda in the afternoon? Very negeir these months. It's a long davening. You go to a kiddush, and we're not going to talk if you're your suda by a kiddush, but if, say, even if you don't eat much again, you go home, it's after chatzos. Have you missed out your morning meal? Can you make up for it in the afternoon? And Be'emus, the Bach, and the Orach HaShulchan said, the Orach HaShulchan is very strong about this. He says, Kach ani noyeg, that dafka, you're going to be makbid, at least to start your morning suda in the morning. Why? Because it's three different zmanim, and you're mechuyev to get in at its right time. Okay, zman mincha. I'm not going to mamish that nafka. The shayla is, based on what we've been saying, there's no way you should be allowed to have your morning suda in the afternoon. We had a special hetter of the Friday night meal in the morning. But the Shabbos morning meal in the afternoon, mecha tesa. And that's what the Prima Godim and the Bach Paskin. However, the Prima Godim says no. Just like if you had missed your Friday night meal, you can have it in the morning. Who I did the Shabbos morning meal, you can have in the afternoon. Shape yochad, you're able to have your siddur shachris after chatzos. Just like you can have your siddur laila in the morning. That's very difficult to understand. You've got to have three siddurs, and three siddurs are in three different times. Why taka, according to this pshat? According to the Prima Godim, it's mashma, that the main thing is to have three siddurs. And it's not so important when, because you could have your morning meal in the afternoon, the Friday night meal you can have in the morning. The Sman Shachris you can have in the afternoon. It's mashma, not that it's three separate takonas. That's what says the Prima Godim. But if so, we've got a kasha, why taka, shalosh siddurs? Do you have to dafka have in the afternoon? No one says you can have the shalosh siddur apart from the Bahag. No one says you can have it in the morning. You've got to say something like this. The emes, the din of shalosh siddurs is nothing to do with oinug. Not like the Rambam says. It's to do with having three siddurs, to do with zeicher lamon. But the third siddur has to be dafka in the afternoon. And the reason for that is, and this is what we started right at the beginning, the Welt calls it Sholosh Suddas, when really it's the third Suda. So many say a Vettel, but we're saying it, there's an important point here. That by having a meal in the afternoon, at a time when people don't usually have Suddas, it used to be a Suda in the morning and Suda in the evening. To have a Suda in the middle of the afternoon is an unusual thing. That shows that what I'm doing now is I'm having a suda specific to Shabbos, and it megale on all three sudas. That's why we call it Shalosh Sudas, when really, grammatically, it's suda shlishis. Comes out from that, the avada, the takona of Shalosh Sudas, of having three sudas, is not midin oynet, but it's midin zeicher lamon, to remember the mon. And the zmanim are... By Shalosh Sudas, we allow the Zman to be only in the afternoon. The other two Zmanim are Dafka. Therefore, we can explain that the Rosh, the Bahag, they hold, the Ikka Takona is Zeicher Lamon, not because of Oynet. And therefore, you're able to keep the Shalosh Sudas in different times. You don't have to. You can have the Friday night meal in the morning. You can have the morning meal in the afternoon. You just can't have your afternoon meal in the morning. That you definitely can't have. According to that, we have simple answer on our original kasha. If there's a mitzvah to have oynig yom tov, like there is to have a mitzvah of oynig Shabbos, then we ask the kasha, but the mitzvah of having shalosh siddurs on Shabbos is because of Oynig. Why isn't there a mitzvah to have Shalosh Suddas on Yom Tov? The answer is that, according to what we've been saying, that the mitzvah of Shalosh Suddas is quite clear. It's got nothing to do with Oynig. If it had to do with Oynig and Elchanami, you could have it at different times. But since you mechuyev to have it in the afternoon, it's nothing to do with Oynig. It's a din of Zeicher Lamon. On Shabbos, there's a din of Zeicher Lamon, but not on Yom Tov. Taka, why isn't there a mitzvah on Yom Tov to have a third suda just to show the chashivas of Yom Tov? So the Levush Taka says, because we don't want to put that extra tircha on people to have that special, to have that tircha of having that meal in the afternoon. Nevertheless, it says that on Yom Tov, you should eat something special at the meal to give it more kovetz, the morning meal. Okay.